Yes, that's what I'm here. That's why I actually came, because Tunisia, I think, you've done very well as a country. I think this is a serious country. We all remember the Arab Spring and how it all started. And this country has is actually a revolution of dignity for your people. And you have chosen peace, you have chosen stability, and where there's peace and stability, where there's progress, investors go there. And that's why we're here. That's why I would like to make, hopefully make Tunisia a hub for our inroad into the Maghreb. I bring two messages to North Africa through Tunisia. One is that there should be increased business cooperation between Sub-Saharan Africa and the Maghreb, because we're all Africans. Two is through the Tony Elumelu Foundation. I want to see increased participation of the young entrepreneurs we have in the Maghreb on the program, because I believe the foundation was set up to support others, to help institutionalize luck, to help give people opportunity. And I believe strongly that economic empowerment is a key to addressing terrorism, is a key for fighting unemployment, is a key for progress. And so I believe that as we improve business cooperation between Southern Africa and Maghreb, that will lead to increased economic prosperity. And through the work of our foundation and similar other foundations like ours, we can also provide economic hope and opportunity to young Africans in this part of the continent. These two efforts will help us to make sure that democracy is deepened, that the revolution that occurred 5 years ago becomes beneficial, and that instead of creating matters, we create moguls and successful business champions. That's what we need, and that's what will change and improve the continent. This exploratory visit, but I must say, we have been so well received. Your ambassador in Nigeria is extraordinary. He's fairly new to the country, but he's doing great things already. He's trying to promote collaboration and cooperation between Nigerians and Tunisians, which is a starting point, very good point. And we, the private sector in Nigeria, are taking advantage of the opportunity that he's creating and the promotion of your country that he's doing in Nigeria. Two is, we see Tunisia as a peaceful destination. Investors go to where there's peace. Investors go to where there's stability. Of all the countries that experienced the Arab Spring, Tunisia stands out. And we like the fact that you're taking development very soon. I'm still studying Tunisia, but from what I read, it seems like is a country that is serious. It seems like the leadership is serious. And I believe that, as they say, Rome was not built in a day. Where there is serious commitment of leadership to improving the welfare of the people, they will get there. On our part as investors, we like what we read and what we see about your country, and we come to invest in your country. Investment will help to create economic prosperity. Thank you. I'm saying that's why people are here. So, that's why Ramon is here. We want to go to Tunisia to see. We need financial institutions to drive economic cooperation. So we need good financial payment system, we need trade, and we need article of trade to forge good economic cooperation. So yes, we would like to serve customers in Tunisia. I'm the chairman. I wear the hat of chairman of United Bank of Africa. UBA serves over 14 million customers in Africa. I want to extend that to people. UBA operates in the US, has presence in London and in Paris. I want to serve North Africa. And Tunisia is a good starting point. Number two, I wear the hat of the chairman of S. Holdings. S. Holdings is a proprietary African investment company. We invest in financial services, in power, oil and gas, real estate, and hospitality. And so, again, in that capacity, my eyes are open for investment opportunities as I come to your country. And the final hat I wear on this trip is the hat of the founder of the Tony Elumelu Foundation. Because I believe in the philosophy of African capitalism. Business and doing good must go together simultaneously. So as you think business, you have to think of how to encourage and empower people like this. So that they too, I mean, right? Yeah, so that people, they too.
Tomorrow you'll be in the first conference, international conference, Tunisia.
2020.
What do you expect of this important event for Tunisia?
The purpose is to attract investment into your country and to showcase your country. And by showcasing your country, I think you're achieving that already. It's my first visit to Tunisia. By attracting investment, I think it's a good starting point. A very, very good starting point. People go to invest where they are welcome. And so far, I think the purpose for this conference, in my viewpoint, will be achieved largely because the caliber of people you've gathered and the hospitality you have demonstrated would encourage them to come back.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Go on.
The foundation is making a great job about supporting entrepreneurs across Africa, but can it do more in connecting the entrepreneurial ecosystem between the African countries, in the hope that we, in the future, we have more connected economies between African countries?
Correct. I tell you something. We had a meeting just some days ago, last week, maybe on Friday, at the office, to review the second gathering of this 1,000 African entrepreneurs. And one of the improvement areas we noticed is this. First year, all 1,000 came together last year. This year, we reduced the number of participants because we felt that it was more important to give that money to the entrepreneurs instead of asking, paying transportation, accommodation, and that for people. But a learning point we took, an improvement area that we said, going forward, we need 1,000 of them together because it helps to create the networking platform that they need. We need, so for us, we have expanded this scope, not just about providing money, it's also creating that platform for someone from Kenya to meet someone from Tunisia, someone from Algeria to meet someone from Madagascar, from South Africa. And that helps to integrate Africa, but there are so many ways we need to integrate Africa. So your question is spot on. Is we are going to take it more seriously. It's the same everywhere.
Sure.
Whether Anglophone, Francophone, Arabic, Portuguese, it's the same thing. And culturally, people respond the same way. However, in terms of, you might have some people work more than others, but generally, people like to. People like investment, people like to encourage investment, leaders like to encourage investment to their countries, and where there's investment, there's prosperity. And I have seen that almost all countries welcome investments, French countries and Anglophone countries. And when I invest, if I have more, we have more branches in Francophone Africa than Anglophone Africa. Will you be United Bank of Africa? We have more branches in Francophone, more presence countries in Francophone Africa We're operating in about 11 Francophone African countries.
Yeah.
Okay, and Anglophone just 8. So, and our heritage, our starting point was Anglophone. So it doesn't really matter. Now, in North Africa, the Maghreb region, it is seen as a sophisticated market, almost like South Africa. Okay, so
we are a cosmopolitan people.
But the good thing is that we're beginning to see some companies from North Africa, Maghreb, coming to Southern Africa. And we also begin to see coming from Southern Africa coming to North Africa. That's why I'm here. One of the reasons I'm here. You ask me which hats am I wearing. I said, if you see a three hat, two business hats, one. UVA business hat, Exodus business hat. So it's here to explore further investment opportunities because we need to bridge a gap between North Africa and Southern Africa. Are we succeeding? Yes. Our political leaders, are they supporting it? Yes. They are now waking up. So I mean, look at here. My accommodation, this, I'm on a state visit to this place. Good encouragement. That's what we need. You know, I feel welcome in this country. And as I keep saying, you do business where you feel comfortable. And we're happy to be here in North Africa as Africans. We want to see Tunisians. We want Tunisians to see themselves as Africans. I know at times Middle East they claim you in my communication that we're one, all Africans, and we should do business amongst ourselves. We should trade Europe, they trade 55% intra Europe. In Africa it's less than 12%. So we should do business together in Africa. So that's my second missing communication. And the third one is that your country has done well.
Yeah.
You know, tell the truth. It's a shining example, especially in the Maghreb. And we need to encourage it and reward it by coming to invest in a country like this. So I'll say well done to you guys. That's the message.
It's ambitious.